This week on the program, it's a Twitch thread come to life. It's Mile 22. I'm Andrew Jupin.
Steven Sadak.
Chris Cabin.
Eric Siska.
And we hate movies. Hello, everyone. Welcome to We Hate Movies. Thank you for tuning in. As always, credit where credit is due. That joke that I told up front is from Chris Crabbin's Letterboxd review, more or less.
Yeah.
I just thought it was very funny. And it's totally true for this movie.
I mean, this script. My God, this script. I really do. I'll say what I said. It's like Peter Berg called his fucking asshole misogynist cousin, who has never left the basement and plays Call of Duty 24 hours a day.
Uh-huh.
Fucking Lenny Berg.
Ooh, Lenny Berg.
And he was like, yo, can I use your squad chat from Call of Duty as a script? Can I do that? Can I do that right now? Because that's what I need for a movie.
Oh, man, this script is so bad. I've seen better scripts at a doctor's office.
Ooh. Oh, my God. Where did you get that golf club and shitty jacket from?
I mean, penicillin is better than this movie.
Yeah, that's right. Karnak is coming up next week, guys. Uh-huh. Look out.
Look out for Karnak. My question is,
yeah,
I had a question. I lost it. I'm just laughing at Karnak. What are we talking about here? Who, yes. Oh, no, that was my question. Because I couldn't find this in trivia on IMDb or Wikipedia. This movie clearly wanted to be called Overwatch. Like, the movie is called Overwatch.
Yes.
Mile 22 is fairly innocuous. It doesn't actually mean anything.
Video game called that? That's like the rights issue.
That little video game the finals of that video game sold out the Barclays Center.
Finals?
The finals of fucking kids playing that game sold out the Barclays.
So the simulator of school tests is doing that well.
Mm-hmm.
Right, because it's what a final is.
Oh,
you go.
Yes, Eric,
final
is
like a test at the end of the year, and all these kids want the test.
Dear God, he's just talking about a pro gaming event. It should be confusing.
Not the Regents in the Barclays.
I would have ripped that jacket right off. No, but I just don't like. And like,
is Overwatch like this story though?
But it's just the movie is the team is called Overwatch.
No, like, I know, but I didn't know.
And they say it 107 times.
Also, aware. I was just clarifying that a game I don't know anything about isn't like the plot of this movie.
Is that like guns?
Yeah. I think it's
or is that like drones?
It's essentially, it was like before Fortnite. It was what Fortnite was.
Okay,
it's like an open.
I don't even know what Fortnite.
I don't know what that is.
Guys,
cartoons characters shoot at each other with guns, and then they. Mm-hmm. Dance.
Yes, that's correct.
I was playing Shovel Knight the other day.
That's good as well. That's much better than this.
Now I'm imagining like there's a movie where it's like John Cena and let's say the Rock or two.
I'm interested so far.
Yes,
that are two brothers that like go around and they bounce people and they call them in the movie Super Smash Brothers, right? They call themselves the Super Smash Brothers, but in the movie it has to be called like Arnie's house or something. You know what I mean? Like, because that's when they meet up at Arnie's house first,
right?
And then the rest of the movie happens, but you keep calling them the Super Smash Brothers because that's what they are.
The Rock in House 7.
Chris Cabin, this was your find, I think. Please distill the plot of this movie, if you can.
Misogynistic Mission Impossible.
Yeah, I guess that's one way to put
it. I mean, it's a group of
anti-Asian Mission Impossible. It's also that,
or this also instead of Mile 22, it should really have been called Deep State.
Yeah,
the whole thing is they are a group of deep state assassins or operators, as they're called. Excuse me, I'm an operator and I take out people and kill them.
You know what it is? It's like a white trash born supremacy.
Yes.
That is perfect. But, you know, with this title, Deep State would be better because what the hell is this? Like in Europe and all these other places, I heard there's more than one place.
Yeah.
It's going to be Not mile, right? No one uses
oh, yeah.
mile. What is it? You're right. 22 kilometer?
Well, then you'd have to convert it to be a kilometer, like 4.9 or something.
Yeah,
I don't
exactly.
know.
Whatever the conversion yeah. is.
You release this in a war zone, you might have to call it like 22 clicks. Right?
They probably did.
Always, a lot of theaters in war zones, by the way.
But they in war zones, they're always saying like it's just a click over that ridge.
Sure.
No, I know. I'm just saying, I don't think you're going to find many multiplexes in those areas.
22 miles as the crow flies in Ireland.
Okay.
35, it's so the movie in places that isn't
oh,
the
please.
United States is Mark Wahlberg and Lauren Cohan star in mile or star in kilometer 35.4056.
Oh, wow. That's an exciting film.
6666666666.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, so it's just Mark Wahlberg leading a team of government assassins.
But this is like, it's like nothing I've ever seen before because he's. Is it?
It Have reminds me of this? One movie that we've done before.
Really?
Sabotage.
Does. Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like
less, Sabotage is better.
Sabotage is Big much time, better. Yeah. Less juice is flying through this movie. People are like more like normal looking.
I need juice.
Yeah, I kind of do need some juice going on.
Of course you do. But I was referring specifically to Mark Wahlberg's character that he's playing here, which I think the closest he's come, honestly. This is like a hothead version of his character in The Happening. Because he's like supposed to be kind of like a super genius. Dude, like, what the fuck? How dare you?
The super genius. The way they tell you he's a super genius in this movie is they cut to his apartment, and one of the things that you see is something called the world's most difficult jigsaw puzzle.
And it's just like a 500-piece puzzle, and it's all white.
He's got like, you know, you don't see it, but there's just like fucking books of like brain power. How to unlock the secret intelligence behind your head.
Oh, man, you think he's taking Alex Jones brain juice every day, twice
Absolutely.
A day?
Absolutely.
There's also that superhero origin beginning where it's like there's motherly voiceover. It's just like, you're just smarter than every other kid.
You're
yeah,
totally.
Was.
Your brain, it goes too fast on you. Yeah, your exactly. brain goes too fast on you. Just snap this stupid Livestrong bracelet and it will fucking go away.
Boy, that stinks.
It's fine, but it's you got Mark Wahlberg.
Is it?
I mean, if it was literally anybody else.
Sure.
Like, think about, I don't know, Mark Ruffalo. We're just replace Marks.
Sure.
Mark Ruffalo playing a character like this, and the character tick is he's snapping a Livestrong thing, which Bruce Banner actually kind of does in some of those Avengers movies. But Mark Wahlberg, dude, I do not believe for a second that his brain is going too fast for anything.
And I will tell you one thing. If Peter Berg were to send Mark Ruffalo speeches of Steve Bannon and say, this is your character, Mark Ruffalo would tell him to go fuck off.
Okay, now explain this. You were mentioning this before we went on the air. There's apparently...
There's an article.
An article.
There's an article where Mark Wahlberg says his character is inspired by Steve Bannon. And that Peter Berg sent him speeches of that fucking lunatic numbskull.
Yeah, is that why his character fails in the film?
I do think so. I do think so.
I just imagine like fat Steve Bannon. Or I know John Gumberling as Steve Bannon walking around like an M16, like teaching this team what's going on, trying to get over a fence for a half hour. That'd be fun.
You're fucking pissing me off. You're pissing me off right now. Let's kill them.
I don't know. I saw that Errol Morris documentary about him, and I don't see many comparisons to be made.
Well, he does call himself Steve Bannon at some point in the movie. Like he gives the look.
It's like a prank call.
Yeah, exactly.
But he literally is like, "I'm Steve." Tell them Steve Bannon told you to fucking like. Don't he literally says it.
I'm wearing three shirts, bro.
Is he wearing three shirts in this movie?
Yo, I don't know what to do with all these Seinfeld royalties. I'm so rich.
I don't think he is, but he could be.
Oh,
you
fair
know.
Enough.
I
were
don't
you
know
talking about Bannon wearing three shirts?
No, yeah. Mark Wahlberg.
Right, right, right.
It'd be cool if he drew from Steve Bannon, like the wardrobe.
Oh, right.
He's just in giant khakis. Oh, and
he had a horrible fucking alcoholic red face constantly.
Yeah, like it looks like it's about to fall off into a bowl of soup.
That's how you know Mark Wahlberg hasn't gone full Bale. It's because Bale would have gained
oh,
the 200 pounds, would have drank himself to death.
Sure.
One day, I mean, like, I hope it doesn't. I like Christian Bale a lot. One day, that's not going to go well.
By the way, if anyone asks, I'm playing Dick Cheney.
Sure.
That's why.
Okay.
Christian Bale said in something that, like, for this one, for Vice, he had to, like, have somebody by his side to make sure he wasn't going to kill himself.
I am playing Danny DeVito in a stage play at the end of this year. It's The Life and Times.
It was the life you've apparently been preparing your whole life to play.
Absolutely.
And we're working on shortening your legs. Me and him have been doing it.
Go ahead.
I mean, we sort of start on like this operation with their. It's Lauren Cohen, The Walking Dead's Lauren Cohen, The Boys, Lauren Cohen. Mm-hmm. Anyone else see that movie?
The boy. Oh, where it's a little doll.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I saw that movie.
Stupid.
Really?
City.
So it's a little doll that terrorizes her.
No. Well,
spoiler alert, everybody. Spoiler
other way
alert.
Around.
It's well the. She's from the preview. Dolls? From the preview, it's she gets a job as a nanny, and they're like, "Here's our son, and it's a doll."
Yeah. Oh,
and she has to like treat this doll like a person.
It's like Invisible Child.
It is kind of like an invisible child with a doll instead.
And then like a scary twist at the end. The twist is kind of hilarious.
It's not good though, huh?
It's boring and like stupid at the same time.
The last 10 minutes make it fun because it's so dumb. And like when you're when the thing is happening, it's like, oh man.
Agreed. But boy, I was watching it by myself and there was no one to turn to chuckle with. So I was just watching the boy alone.
So it's her and this other guy are like pretend they're lost, like I guess tourists or just a couple, and they're going to, and it's the dumbest thing in the world. Like they're having this like rat-a-tat conversation about being lost. Like, well, it was like 119 Christmas Place, right? And he's like, or it might have been Christmas Avenue. And then the other is just like, is it Christmas Street? Like, how many? And she's like, there's just so many Christmases in this city. I'm like, no, there's not.
The North
Pole.
That's where they're at. They're at the North Pole.
Well, to be fair, they're in reality a team of assassins.
Sure.
So maybe they're just really bad at this like improv part of it.
But there's a Christmas Street that exists. Yeah, I do think that they might be at the North Pole.
I definitely think so. I think there's supposed to be a hit on Santa Claus.
Oh, shit.
They're taking out a sweatshop down there.
Yeah, exactly.
It turns out that Santa, he's a Russian warrior, is what he is.
Well, all my elves have to make their toys with their clothes off. I don't want anyone stealing from me. In your underwear. Don't worry, I'm taking pictures of all of you.
I cut off this boy's hand because he stole some cotton from me.
Oh, you've been a very naughty little slave laborer. You'll get The Boy on DVD this year.
Was that a 2018 release?
No, that was a 2017 maybe.
16 or 17. Yeah. It was one of those like, oh, cool. She was from Walking Dead. Yeah. Now she's in a movie. Whoa.
She must have thought this was going to be big. Like you're co-starring with Mark Wahlberg.
Sure.
This is going to be a real movie. But unfortunately, you hit that Peter Berg wave coming off of fucking Patriots Day and Deepwater Horizon or whatever.
I mean, these two are like the fucking the Stockton and Malone of misogynistic horseshit, man. Like or shit that I don't want to watch. You know what? I've never seen Patriots Day. I know it's based on a true story. I apologize.
No, it's garbage.
That's a true story.
Or Deepwater Horizon.
That's a true story.
It's just like aggro.
And then this one. Yeah. It's a true story.
Yeah. It's all aggro shit that I have no time for. Misogynistic might not be the right word. Aggro shit.
Aggro.
It's totally ag. But that's, I don't get, man, what is their working relationship like? Because this is like, what, the 12,000th movie they've done
together? They're best buds. I think they're best buds. I think the idea is they're best buds.
He just gets me, bro. Peter Berg just fucking gets me.
Mark, you're a blank canvas. You're just, you know, it's amazing, like, you could just see that you're not thinking in every scene.
Thanks, bro. Oh, my God. That means so much coming from the director of Battleship.
I see a lot of my big baldness in Mark, and I like to reflect that on screen, that I have big balls like Mark.
Mm-hmm. Yo, bro, remember when you were in that skiing movie? That thing was fucking sick.
I was in a lot of movies. I was in The Great White Hype. I was the titular Great White Hype.
Yeah, but that skiing movie.
Aspen Extreme, right?
Yes, previous episode. Dig through the library for that one.
Holy shit, you directed Very Bad Things. I love you, Peter. I love you.
Yeah, way to name his best movie.
I'm looking it up on the Tribune right now to see.
He's
I'm trash, doing the collaboration.
Trash. It's a trash factory. It's a total trash.
No,
factory.
Wait. So let's see. Mile 22, Deepwater Horizon, trash. Patriots
aggro.
Day,
aggro.
Lone Survivor,
trash.
Kingdom
is him.
Oh, the Kingdom. That's aggro nonsense.
Yeah, as well.
Why wouldn't you fucking put this in order? Oh, just with things he's directed, though. No, sorry. To clarify, it was Peter Berg movies also starring Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, yeah.
But so this is only the fourth of those.
Okay.
Yeah. It feels like there's so many more.
There's another one coming out, something called Wonderland that they're doing this year.
Oh, it's about something.
Everybody, try not to have a heart attack. It's based in Boston.
Oh, really?
I don't want to do anything
to
anybody
serious,
here.
Man?
Yeah, I'm a new place for him.
Wow.
So it's they're like pretending to be lost in this house, and they're like they go on for a long time about how they're going to get there. You then see Mark Wahlberg in the leaves there. He's got a sniper rifle. He's like running the operation.
Right.
We cut to what is Overwatch, which is just this room of people and computers.
And John Malkovich for some reason.
And John Malkovich's wig.
What is with this piece, dude? That thing gets separate credit in this movie. It's fucking outrageous. This piece he's got on your... I feel like Elaine Benn is fucking screaming, like, you're bald. Dude, everybody knows you're fucking bald, Malkovich. Nobody cares. Yeah. That's how we know and love you.
The wig is famously played by Chris Pratt.
It does kind of look like his Captain Kirk haircut, actually.
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, and he...
Chris Pine.
Pine. Yep. I thought you said Pine. Pardon me.
You know, Chris is mixed up. I do this all the time because there's Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah.
It's Chris Cabin.
Right.
There's Chris Pine. It's Chris Pratt.
Mm-hmm. We're all equal.
They're all equal. Yeah.
Interchangeable, honestly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Same body fat index, too.
Exactly.
and this operation is going on. We do see, like, the team who you never actually meet, the Overwatch team. And they should be more important, especially with the end of the movie, but you never know who any of them are.
I know that.
I hate their guts instantly because they're putting all these bobbleheads around of all the presidents.
Oh, isn't that supposed to be cute?
And, oh, yeah, you better believe it. We're putting a fucking Trump one with a fucking red hat.
Well, it's Trump next to Obama, and it's like this libertarian, like, no, see, they're both fucking bobblehead idiots. Well,
that's Peter Berg. It's my guess. That's my guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I guarantee it. I mean, that's the end of this movie. The whole thing is like, well, it's over. Humanity's over. So fuck it. Kill everybody. Die.
Get my fucking bunker ready.
And the women did it.
So basically, they're like kind of... They're like making sure everything's clear. They're like, all right, police channels are clear. Somebody's like, social media is clear. Well, that's, like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I think, and this is what I think it is. It's very stupid, but I get what it was, which was like, like if there's a bunch of fire trucks or something like that, I'll go on Twitter and I'll search for like the intersection I'm at to see if anyone's mentioning like, oh, huge fire, whatever.
God.
But it's just a stupid, like, picks. We're going to do a catch-all. Yeah, there's no dick pics around. Mark Wahlberg's...
It's clear.
Got it locked up.
Why did we have to choose this operation on Christmas Avenue? I'm getting nothing but Christmas lists and Christmas jokes. It's very difficult.
Yeah, and then Mark Wahlberg is like, oh, bro, I got to deliver this letter to Santa. Like, the fucking leaves the entire operation.
That's what this movie should be.
Yeah,
it's Christmas a special movie. Ops team who has to get a bag of letters to Santa, and they're gonna kill all these fucking Russian terrorists.
Do not want to hear the epithets he's throwing at those elves.
Yo, Lauren Cohen, break that guy's neck with your legs. There's not gonna be any Christmas this year. Christmas is gonna be canceled
with your mistletoes.
Yes, I like this already. They all have little Christmas names.
Yeah, we're going to make this Christmas themed, even though Christmas is now famously over and no one wants to talk about it.
Well, the team, it's not Christmas names here. They, because it's so fucking cool, you guys, they're just named after chess pieces.
Are you fucking kidding
me? That's the Overwatch.
Yeah, Overwatch. Yeah.
Not Mark Wahlberg's actual
team.
They're
Child 1, Child 2, Child 3, and Child 4.
Correct. And in this like little team that includes fucking... Malkovich.
Yeah.
It's like king, knight, rook, pawn.
And like, they don't do anything.
They're just people at computers with no names.
And it's not even that. Like, when the movie really gets going, it's not that big of an advantage. It's just it's basically they're a GPS system.
And Malkovich is bishop, by the way.
It's a house to get you out of narrative corners.
Yes.
That's all it does. Is whenever they have a problem that needs to be fixed right then and they don't want to have a scene where they fight or something, they're like, hey, Overwatch, can you blow this person up?
There is a Deus Ex fucking drone strike in this movie.
Yeah, it's there just for drone strikes. And then it's also that Mission Impossible thing of where, like, you got to get down this street,
yes,
but very boring.
Well, yeah, it's the, I mean, I've never seen a movie more indebted to video games than this.
Oh yeah,
like, this is just Call of Duty. Yeah, like the like, you gotta turn right here, everybody. Mm. Yeah, I did it right. Okay, I get the little present.
I'm getting in for a good sesh right now.
There are a bunch of little presents gifted to us in this movie.
He does picks up, like, some loot.
They storm this house. Ronda Rousey's involved as well.
She sure is.
She's not an actress. Sorry, guys.
No. Stop trying to make this happen.
Maybe like in 5 years something's gonna happen, but it's not.
What are you talking about, bro? You didn't see her Entourage episode?
I did.
Right, her second collaboration with Mark Wahlberg, technically.
That's right. Oh, Ronda.
Somebody's fucking in there. Oh, Ronda. The second I heard you say that line, bro, I knew that you needed to be in Mile 22.
She was in the Entourage film, by the way.
Oh, wow.
The big time. We call that the big time.
Previous episode for all you turtle heads out there. Check that back.
And so they storm this fucking thing. They subdue everyone pretty quickly. And like Overwatch is like, oh, there's this many body heat signatures.
Right.
Everything is fine. But uh-oh, there might be another one in a secret room.
Yep.
And fucking eggheads. Fuck it up every time. Fuck.
Yep.
That's what it is. That's it. The whole thing is that they get this whole house, they get everybody, but like, oh no, the tech guys missed one.
Right.
So then they have like the secret room and they shoot a person.
It turns into a clusterfuck, right?
There's a bunch of the operation, as they say, goes tits up.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And they're shooting everybody. Meanwhile, Mark Wahlberg is just outside, like, I'm just hanging. Oh wow, that sounds real bad. Yo, Overwatch, is that bad?
It sounds like things are going tits up in there, bros.
I'm sitting on the swing set, bro. What's going on there?
Yo, Malkovich, I'm under a pile of leaves. It's pretty fun out here.
I would not put it past him to actually pull out a Wahlburgers and start eating it right there.
Yo, I'm eating a burger out here, bro. It's great. It's a nice crisp autumn day on Christmas Avenue.
I can't hear anything over this Joe Rogan podcast I'm listening to. Should I be listening? Oh, Overwatch, should I be on the clock?
Do you need me or what?
Elon Musk got a bad rap, bro.
Oh, shit, did he say that?
No, I don't
know. Oh, all right.
I'm sure he thinks that.
So we all talk it. We all talk it, folks. I'm sorry.
It's a bunch of shit going on. They wind up, and everyone's, I don't know, when do people start getting lit on fire?
Well, it's around the time, like, so these are, they're like Russian terrorists?
Yes.
Yeah, and it's a Russian safe house that is rigged to blow because they've got, like,
a sprinkler
system of, like, kerosene.
Yes, I don't know what device this is, but it's basically like a self-destruct kind of thing. Like, oh, it's everything's going down. We're going to go to hell tonight.
Whistler's compound is being breached and Blade. And
wow,
Blade
that's a nice self-destruct system you built in there, you Russian chicken shit.
Get fucking Christopherson in this movie.
Yes.
Yep.
Yep.
He should be doing the Malkovich.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, someone to play a Russian convincingly. Or an interesting character actor or someone.
To like remember who these Russians even are.
And who is this woman that is the mother of one of the dead Russian operatives we will get to, but it's like,
okay,
I guess she's a big so-and-so in the Russian government.
She's a madam general.
She's a madam featured extra.
Yes. She really is. So like this thing goes wrong. This dude runs out of the house on fire. And then social media, by the way, is no longer clear.
No.
Somebody takes a pic and goes, LOL, the human torch.
It's just Mark Wahlberg. Oh, shit, I forgot I was supposed to be off Instagram.
I thought it was my private feed.
I said it's a private. It's not cool. So he's burning up. He kills. I think one of their agents dies. So Mark Wahlberg is like, Overwatch, permission to kill this son of a bitch.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, go ahead. And they fucking blow his brains out. And everyone's blowing everybody's brains out.
Dude, this is a violent movie, which I'm totally fine with.
Sure.
And it's like, it's got... We're doing the CGI blood stuff, but we've come a long way since that John Rambo movie.
Sure.
So most of this I thought was pretty convincing because they're doing a good job of you're having like CGI impact kind of stuff, but then when they cut back, it's like actual SFX, like head wounds and shit. So like, I don't know, to say one nice thing about Mile 22, I guess, a movie I otherwise think is trash.
Yeah, no. But the violence is just—I don't know. I enjoy violence like the next guy, but it's a cool jacket on a shitty dude. You know what I mean? Like sometimes a cool jacket's on a cool dude. You're like, oh, I want to hang out with that guy. But other times, a cool jacket on a really shitty dude.
And most,
I agree with that.
And most movies would go the extra mile to be like, question, maybe this isn't the right thing to do.
Yes.
No, this is exactly the right thing to do in this case.
So that's like the end of this like kind of prologue thing. Then we get the whole like, who is Mark Wahlberg?
I couldn't believe this is a cold open. I almost fucking punched myself in the face.
And like it's, and this is where Mark Wahlberg, there's this other, there's like three framing narratives, one of which is like Mark Wahlberg, like in an interview session about this.
What is this operation? Interrogation room that he's
he
in?
He is talking to himself in this. Yes. It's like he, like a shot of him in a blazer sitting down.
Yeah.
And then he'll be like, he'll throw after that, like he'll say something like, oh, you think that's collusion?
God.
Yeah, and then, dude, by the way, using the C word, we were talking about this, how much fucking obnoxious Trump era shit will be in all the movies we're doing. Ding, ding, ding. We got it right here.
Three for three.
Yeah.
Collusion.
Like, he'll say something like that, and then he'll pick it up where we left off in a different outfit. Like, he's wearing different clothes all of a sudden. Like, I don't understand what's going on.
You're saying that what he's saying in this different time, like, interrogation thing matches what they cut to him saying, like, in the events of the film?
Yes, I think I...
See, you just don't see it. You don't see Berg's genius. This is like Malick. Like, you just, things happen. You don't know. It's interior monologue. You don't know what's going on.
Mind palace going on.
Oh, inner life.
Well, yeah, maybe this is him doing a great big, maybe the whole world is a jigsaw puzzle, this genius.
Oh,
you know what
shit.
I mean? You just can't see it.
You're totally right, Cabin, because I did appreciate the like 20-minute dialogue-free sequence where they just go to South by Southwest for no reason.
Val Kilmer's screaming on stage for some reason.
Yep.
That's a movie I haven't seen.
Oh, it's
song by song.
Song to song. What is it?
Song by or song to song?
Song to song.
Sounds like a great movie nobody remembers.
He has stupid titles.
But yeah, I mean, like,
Song to song.
It's just him like going around and like, yeah, it's, we're kind of understanding what he's doing, and he's also like, let me tell you all about Mile 22 or Overwatch.
Shit.
Peter, did we get Overwatch? Did we win? Oh no, it's Mile 22. What the fuck is Mile 22?
Well, you see, Mark, and you know, we're connected. That's where you end up.
Oh,
it'll never, we'll never say it. Never going to say it, of course. Yeah. But that's where you end up. Isn't that cool, man?
In that montage, there's a great, like, it's his origin story or whatever. Like the opening credits
I'm
of this,
Jimmy Savile.
Jimmy Silva.
Oh, right.
Jimmy Silva.
Right. I said the name of a British pedophile.
That's right. Sorry. You definitely did.
Well, the guy was like a children's
Jimmy
entertainer.
Jimmy Savile. He was like a DJ or whatever. Uh-huh. Also, famous abhorrent pedophile.
Yes. Also, his mind went too fast.
That would be the movie. Is Mark Wahlberg is Jimmy Savile, directed by Peter Berg. And it's like really cool. Yes. Like, you know, maybe the military is involved for some reason.
For sure, yeah.
The whole movie's a night vision about him being a pedophile.
They're militarizing pedophilia.
You know, for years, Jimmy Savile had the little bracelet, he snapped it to keep the pedophilia down, and then one day it snapped, and he just broke loose.
Oh, that's it. No, but one of the lines is, it's just like an X-Men movie, because this doctor's like, I believe your son may be gifted. I'm just finding a bunch of capitalized narration I wrote
down
here.
Who could care? Like, I mean, like, so we kind of cut to a fake Indonesian nation called...
Indokar City is the town where we're hanging out.
Sure.
Indokar City, 3 a.m. It's a video game. Make up a fucking fake country. Yeah, that's great.
I guess that makes the movie less politically sticky, but wouldn't that be the point of the movie also? Like... To have like,
well, if you actually had something to say,
yeah, exactly.
If you just wanted to be pissed off and cynical, you don't have to think about it at all.
And Lauren Cohan is running. Well, there's something. It's Mark Wahlberg at a coffee shop, and he's waiting for people, his team, to come back. Ronda Rousey and this other guy with a beard show up, and they're like, "The whole thing is bullshit, man. We didn't get what we wanted from this undercover guy or whatever."
And then it was like, it's her informant, like, gave the details of the house or whatever.
Wrong information, whatever. So
bad intel.
He brings, she's in this fucking place for 5 seconds. She gets a piece of cake.
It's inexplicable, and it's my favorite part of this movie.
Mark Wahlberg, he's like, what the fuck is this, bro? And she's like, oh, it's my birthday. This is my birthday cake. And he smacks it off the table. He's like, you don't get fucking birthday cake.
No birthday cake. No birthday cake. And then it just cuts. It cuts before he's finished saying cake for the second time.
He does say cake.
What the fuck are we doing?
Well, he's sitting there alone, and the fucking Dougie, the other guy who's there with him, comes up to me. He's like, I need to know how angry you are. He's like, oh, I've been sitting here drinking coffee. I'm, of course, at a 7. I'm about to rip the fucking head off you people.
It's just, it's so who cares.
He has to do these things as these characters where he has these long fits of, like, dialogue diarrhea.
Yeah.
Dialogue-ria. Uh-huh. You know? And it's like, you know, he's just, like, in front of a mirror, like the fucking end of
Boogie Nights.
Boogie Nights. And he's like, all right, bro. You're the fucking star of this movie. You have 20 lines that you have to smash into this one take because we're doing it in one shot, bro. Let's do it.
He does, and it happens over and over again. And they're all mostly the word. Well, the good thing is it's all the word fucking over and over again.
There's so much in this. There's so much fucking.
It's the amount of profanity is startling because what happens is when once you start noticing that there's too much going on in a thing that's like pre-written.
Yeah.
You're just like, wow, this is like a fucking film school script.
Yes,
it's
exactly.
So bad.
It's very amateurish. It's very, like, that's why it reminds me of Sabotage, because it's like, hey, fuck you, fucking face. Oh, fuck, fuck, fuck.
You're a fucking scumbag, you fucking pile of turds.
And this is something I hated about Sabotage, the camaraderie between those people.
Yeah.
And it was terrible, and it was abrasive and aggro. But here I need it. It's not present. It's I don't understand anything about Dougie. I know more about Neck from Sabotage.
Yes. Neck, yes. How are you?
We're all good, buddy. Yeah, you know what? That's true. At the end of the day, the Sabotage buddies hung out. They went to bad, dirty strip clubs.
Exactly. Camaraderie.
Yeah.
That was the one thing Sabotage had. Clinging to the fucking hair on its ass.
That movie starts with them doing a mission that is pulled off successfully. This movie starts with the team fucking it up. So we don't have that thing where, like, we're all going back to Arnold's, we're smoking cigars, there's a hot tub, right. Neck is taking his shirt off.
That also doesn't have like this superhero origin of like Arnold is just the best there ever was, you know, like none of that shit. It's like mission failure. Mark Wahlberg is the smartest man alive. Did you know that? All right, back to the movie, everyone.
And like, unlike Arnold, he does not fuck. He will not fuck. I will say fuck, but I will not fuck.
Does this guy, is he an incel?
I don't know what he... That's the whole point. Like, they're
I just deny women my essence, bro. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
You never see a communist drink water.
Yo, bro, you're trying to steal my essence like a fucking witch. Yo. Get away from me, witch.
Yo, bro, it's no Fab February. We're going all in.
Coming off a very successful no Fat January.
I'm going to keep my loads and bulk up with it, right?
I've got to store it up and back.
Yeah, maybe you wouldn't snap that fucking rubber band so much. You could jerk off, dude. Relax. Get a load off.
That's what it is, right? Don't they have rubber band? Don't they have like bracelets and stuff? And I'm assuming.
I don't know.
I'm looking at Chris Gavin directly. You know about internet culture, Chris
Gavin. A little bit. I don't know that one.
You're not hanging out?
I assume if they do it.
Boulevard.
I assume if they do, it's camouflage colored.
Walking down No Fat Boulevard.
Boulevard of Broken Fats.
I walk this lonely road. I don't jerk off alone. I jerk to no one. something else. You know.
Yeah, I can see that getting pieced together.
Yeah, you can get there.
It's one of those songs that more comes together in the studio.
Yeah, oh yeah, dude.
My essence won't be yours, you damn trollop. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. So he goes to bother Lauren Cohen because Lauren Cohen was running this guy who gave him the bad intel or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
And he starts cursing up a storm at her and she's like, yeah, why don't you? And she's just going right back. Yeah, fuck you too. And he's like, yeah, fuck you. And then she's got something else going on where her grandfather, oh no, I'm sorry, her ex-husband is played by Peter Berg.
Who she married.
Yeah.
Her grandfather. She married her grandfather. She's a granny shagger.
I'm just saying this dude's a lot older than she
quite
is.
Quite a bit.
Quite significantly.
I also kind of think Peter Berg only comes in on these little phone calls that come to Lauren Cohen. I think this is how he directed the movie.
He went
full Spielberg Lost World.
Live via satellite.
We got FaceTime now, man. I don't got to be there.
Well, that's true.
Hey, Lauren, when I was your age, I was in the TV show Chicago Hope. It was like ER, but it failed.
That's great.
Chicago Hope didn't fail. That ran for several years.
Yeah, but it was always like, what else is on?
Well, that's true. Well, because at the time when that show was on, you weren't 68 years old.
That's a really good point.
That's who we're making Chicago Hope for. And that's why they all got offended when that was the first show to use shit on the broadcast television.
Really?
Yeah.
Really stepped in it on that one.
Oh, that's right.
So she's got some weird device. It's not a phone. It's called Family Wizard, and I have no idea.
It's just like the divorce app she's using.
Yes. Yeah.
Divorce app.
Which is real. Super real.
Is it real? What is it? Tell me what this thing does.
It's literally a commercial for the fucking app in the middle of the movie. She literally says.
This is an actual app?
It's an actual app.
It's not just based on an app?
No, go look at it right now.
You know, I'm going through a real rotten divorce myself, and I'd like to... shout out the business that really helped me through it, Family Wizard.
So what is it?
It stops you from cursing and
is a Family Willard.
What I was understanding it to be, it's a thing where like there's supposed to be no communication between the two people divorcing, yes, and this is how you mediate it. And it's like you're not allowed to text each other, but you can use this thing. And so it's like it encourages only positive communication. Got so that's it. Why profanity can't be in it. And that's what it is. And that's like how she can see the daughter is on this video phone only kind of a thing. The device itself looks like fucking Fisher Price, though.
It does.
Satellite phone that she's carrying it around in. Are you pulling it up?
I've confirmed it. Yeah, it's right here.
Okay. Was it already on your phone?
Yeah. Okay, I can see the words.
I can read, Chris.
Wow, I didn't know you had a divorce app, Chris.
I did. It's been working well. Right, I gotta tell you, things are going smooth.
I think they also, though, like when you're making the video calls, at least this is how... Because part of this is Peter Berg is trying to get her to use profanity over the video chat. And I think there's someone who's just like moderate, like just observing your communication.
Wait,
so she's having
really?
Yeah.
It's not just like an AI that's saying like, that no.
I mean, maybe
try
it is.
Ducking.
I don't know. But like she gets, she gets him, like he instigates her into using fuck. And he's like, there it is. You swore on the toy.
Oh, shit. Yeah. You can't swear on the toy. No. Wait, the toy app.
That's what
it looks like a Fisher-Price toy, though.
That's true.
That causes them to go back to the Family Wizard. I mean, this whole fucking thing is nuts. Like, why would you have... Why is this a major part? She has to say the name of the item in the movie.
I think this movie got made by two means. Tons of Chinese money and fucking Family Wizard sponsorship.
I agree with that assessment.
And yeah, so basically like there's something like she's not going to make it for Mother's Day, and it's a big thing because, by the way, also like 6 pounds or 6 million pounds or a certain amount of like radioactive dust has been stolen, which is a big deal, and everyone's very upset and cursing.
Oh, cesium.
Right. Cesium.
This is where like Mark Wahlberg has this speech or something about like this is not Hiroshima and Nagasaki combined.
Yeah, man.
And it's like 60,000 people can turn to jello, which is a great mental image I want to keep.
Bro, I know in most circumstances everybody has room for jello, but you don't want a bite of this people jello. You don't want it. It's goopy and gross.
Jello.
At some point, they actually call fear gas.
Yes.
That's what it's called. The scarecrow is involved.
I wish it was the scarecrow is involved. Get somebody to costume going.
That'd be cool if all of a sudden this was like a backdoor like Gotham Police Department movie.
I'm Boston Batman.
There's some barfly in that town with that nickname for sure.
I'm fucking Boston Batman. Yeah. Why don't you give me another shot of whiskey from Boston? Oh, hey, you. Hey, yeah, look at this. You want Boston Batman to take his shirt off?
Actually, for for legal reasons, we couldn't call him Batman. We called him Verminex.
There's a scene where Terry Kenny is like their boss. He was on Oz and a bunch of other shows. He gives them a dressing down about like this whole fuck up and trying to track this guy down or whatever and like make this whole thing right. And this is where somewhere around here, just the fucking genius dialogue in this script.
I know exactly what line you're going to highlight.
Shittiest fucked up shit.
No.
Well, also there's a thing where Terry Kenny says to Mark Wahlberg, he's like, oh, it was a mistake, huh? And basically what he invokes right here are the Florida flight instructors. Yes. And he's like, was it a mistake when flight instructors in Florida neglected to fucking mention that a 19-year-old boy asked for flight lessons and didn't give a fuck about how to land? And Mark Wahlberg's like, bro, I remember 9/11. That was so inspiring. You invoked 9/11, and now I'm ready to work. Give me a break, man.
It's also overwritten. It's also snappy, snap, snap, snap.
Right, because we're also, throughout this entire movie, we're cutting back to that like exit interview that he's giving of like once the mission fails.
Yes.
And one of the things he says is just like how like, It's like, oh, you think I believe in the Santa Claus? The Tooth Fairy? A wife's love? Absolutely not.
Oh, dude, that's right. Because he does mention at some point in this film, he is not once, not twice, but thrice divorced.
Wow.
And just to tell you what kind of fucking asshole he is, it's three. Did I believe that three wives would love me enough?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the whole. It's not that I didn't. Like, even fucking Arnold would be like, you know, I had some problems. I didn't go home enough. I should have. It's like the mule. Like, yeah. Just like, I should have been there more. But no, he's like, no, they didn't love me enough. Fuck them.
Hey, Jimmy, it's Tony over at Family Wizard. We're gonna hook you up with 6 free months, brother.
Oh, you sure, are I could our talk number. To all my wives.
You are our number one customer.
Chris Cabin, you know about this app. Yeah. What do you have to pay? Three fees?
Oh, is it?
Yes,
is it
you would.
Really? Wow.
Well, specifically if they were going through the divorce.
Well, I guess that's the thing. Is like usually people, it's probably a monthly fee. You would quit after the divorce. But with Jimmy, still was like, now just keep it on my card. I don't want to have to re-enter it.
Just stack the deck.
It's so hard to re-up a subscription. I'm just going to leave it on. I know it's coming again. I will use you again, divorce app. Don't worry about it.
Eventually, I'm going to marry Lauren Cohen. We all know this. So eventually, I'll need it.
I only use this thing once a year, and I just said, how's the fucking kid? Won't let me say fucking. Okay, how's the kid? All right.
Fine.
I'll take out the fucking. She's running this informant named, played by Iko Uwais from The Raid, played what, Lee Noor
is this dude's name. And yeah, so we're cross-cutting between like the meeting with Terry Kenny, where they're getting their ass chewed out, to this dude walking up to consulate gates back in Indokar City. The American consulate, I believe it is.
It's like Indonesian Gotham. You know what I mean? Or like Indonesian Metropolis.
Indonesian Carbamia.
Yeah. Oh, dude. Oh. Carbamia. Oh, I forgot.
Oh, speak of Transformers, bro.
No, but it's, so he walks up and presents the guards at the gate with this hard drive, and he's like seeking asylum.
Yeah.
And then this dude gets thrown into a different interrogation room, and it's like, oh, we got a fucking walk-in. Oh, who's gonna deal with the fucking walk? And it's this weird thing where like she is trying to deal with the divorce situation, yeah, and Mark Wahlberg knows like that her mind was elsewhere and is attributing the divorce to like the thing going tits up.
Yeah.
So he's like, you go fucking handle your stupid divorce app and I'll take the walk-in. And he's like dressing down some like low-level guard, like screaming in this dude's face for no reason.
Look, you talk to your husband on this ultra-secure line that $100,000 million protects from other interests. Okay? I got to find out what's going on Mother's Day.
So it's revealed that this dude has like information on this disc, and he's like, you know, you can torture me, whatever, you know, but this is the disc I want. I'm going to give you the password. Uh-huh. If you get me out of the country, get me to America. And so like some hacker at Overwatch reveals that, it's like the drive, like the information on it will disintegrate in 8 hours.
Sure.
And this is what we fucking finally get to what the thrust of this movie is.
Yeah.
Is they have to basically drive this dude to the airport.
Which is 22 miles away.
22 miles away from the embassy to the Indokar City International Airport.
There it is, everyone.
There's your 22 miles. That's the movie.
If that's the thing, is I want like a little clock, a little ticker that says mile one, mile two, mile three, mile four. Like if we're going to count miles here, guys.
Did they have that for 16 blocks? I forget.
Oh, I forget.
I don't think so.
The plane's taken off. Better turn back the speedometer.
I'm going to drive you backwards, Cameron.
Well, now the plane's landed backwards.
And also the thing that's on the hard drive is the location of all the places where this stolen cesium has been planted all over the world.
Right, what turns people to jello.
Right.
Yes, that's the jello juice.
And as if three different timelines and five different fucking subplots aren't enough, we keep cutting back to this Russian woman and this Russian commandant in a room nowhere.
Hey, I'd love to know what they are and what they're doing or who they are, but we just see shots of them and then we leave again.
You want to know where this room is?
Sure.
Oh, fuck.
30,000 feet above the ground, because they're in that fucking Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. plane.
Oh. And then she's just like, duh. And she's like, duh. And then cut back to the movie.
Dun, 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 dun.
Da, 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 da.
That's a wrap on Elaine. She's out of here. Goodbye, yeah, exactly. Elaine.
I thought the guy in this duo was the actual Russian actor from The Americans, the younger guy.
Oh, yeah. He does look like him.
Yeah, but unfortunately, it's not. Which, there you go. That guy, guaranteed to be dirt cheap, speaks English fluently, and is a fucking good Russian actor.
And I might remember his fucking face when it comes back at the end of the fucking movie.
But that just kind of keeps happening. And then you have other Mark Wahlberg being like, you know why you're able to sleep at night? Because I'm overwatching all over everything.
Oh, shit.
He dresses down an actual member of Overwatch, though.
Oh, yeah? Because
the woman is... This is where we find out that the movie's like eventually going to wind up blaming everything on women. But like, this woman in Overwatch is like clickety-clacking, trying to hack this shit.
Yes.
And he's screaming at her because like it's not hacked fast enough. And then like he storms out. And she turns to this other dude and is like, what is that guy's fucking problem? And Ronda Rousey, who's just still sitting there for some reason, goes, he doesn't like computer people. Fucking nerds. Cut. Well, no, hey, sure, let's keep that in the movie.
Wrong. So you're right. But there's a brick in the between it, which is this whole movie. She says, what is that guy's major psychological problem? And then like one person's like, oh, it's narcissism. The other was like, hypertension, da-ba-da. But the guy's all around. And then she goes, no, I don't like computer people. You fucking nerds.
I am acting. Fucking nerds.
He doesn't need therapy. Shut your mouth.
And the other thing is, so to activate Overwatch, they all have to quit? Is that the thing? Is like they all have to like resign from the CIA or whatever?
This happens every single time.
Reinstall the PlayStation app.
Well, right?
Do I got to cancel my credit cards or what?
Fuck, I have had to have so many debit cards reactivated. This is getting annoying. Dude, the other day, I went into fucking Wahlburgers to sample a delicious burger, and my card got turned down.
Question, do you think you can eat for free in any one of those?
Oh, absolutely.
Just walks in there.
Dude, if you don't recognize him and decline his request for free food, you're fucking terminated.
See, but that's easy enough, because Mark Wahlberg, you're like, oh, I know that guy. I've seen that guy in a bunch of bad movies.
There's
also
obnoxious pictures all over the place.
But then you've got like other, like Donnie, and then sub Donnie, else is coming in.
Donnie. That's who's running. Who's your manager, probably. Yeah,
when they don't recognize Donnie, all he has to take is Jenna McCarthy out of his wallet and show them. He's like, yeah, that's me. Married to a piece of shit. How about that?
Man, they're just kissing on New Year's, huh? Every fucking New Year's, it's just like, hey, look at this shit. Look
at
this
the very least, dude. Shit. At the very least, they're kissing on
New Year's. But it's like you're watching television. You're minding your own business.
Yeah.
Suddenly you have to see Donnie Wahlberg.
Oh, he was on the broadcast.
Zero-hour Donnie Wahlberg kissing.
Oh.
He's not there until the smoochers.
Oh, yeah. Shit. It's well, because he's like back like... pounding shots of Chirac or something.
Dude, I'll tell you, fucking Carson Daly was lit this New Year's. That guy was drunk as a skunk.
He is looking like shit, by the way. And I know I look like shit, too, but my God, dude.
He's just getting older, man. He's like 50-something.
It was him and Chrissy Teigen. They were all drunk, and Leslie Jones was like, get me out of here.
It was awesome. That's what we were watching, flipping back between that and fucking Don Lemon. The greatness that is Don Lemon in New Orleans fucking shithoused. That's some of the best television of the entire year. Fuck you, final season of The Americans.
I totally forgot they were doing that on CNN's.
It's great, because before Midnight Eastern, it was Andy Cohen and what's-his-face?
Anderson Cooper. They were doing shots.
Right? Yeah, and just wasted there, too. It was fucking great.
I guess that's the whole point. It's like, get drunk on television.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe a memeable moment will happen. And then fucking NBC has to fucking scrape out Donnie Wahlberg out of the garbage.
Oh, God, that fucking guy.
I just think that television journalism would be better if more people were drunk on the air at all times.
Oh, just in general?
Just in general, not just on the holidays.
Of course.
What was that? There was that guy, that Trump guy, who was not drunk on air earlier this year and was just like spouting off on like Katie Turr or something.
Sam Nunberg?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, everybody do it. Great. Everybody should do it.
Mm-hmm. Basically, like, they all have to quit, and they're like, we're no longer part of the CIA, bro. We're doing this on our own.
That's what I think is, like, it happens every time, though.
Yes.
Because it's the same thing. It's, again, white trash Bourne movies. It's white trash Mission Impossible.
Yes.
It's like, you know, should the thing go tits up, the agency disavows any knowledge of you. That's what this is. You just have to see them do the paperwork. Like, Ethan Hunt gets it. It's known in the voice recording, like, they will disavow all knowledge.
But if I'm part of the House Committee of Oversight, and I'm like, okay, so, hi, Jimmy Silva, you quit the CIA 44 times. How does that work? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you worked from like January, March 2008 to like April, March 2008, and then you joined back again the next day. And
I feel it's a thing, dude, where it's like, we're just not asking any questions because as we're told, they're the third option.
Gotcha.
Well, if you ask that question, like fucking Louis Gomer from Texas or something is going to shut you down and say you're not allowed to.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you'll. We need to give power to Overwatch.
Respect the troops, sir.
And the deep state. Respect the deep state.
Respect the quitted troops, the guys who quit.
Yeah. Yes. It's important.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they are the third option. The first option is diplomacy. The second option is the military. And the third option, well, that's Overwatch. I mean, the third option's Mile 22.
The third option is a group of people who, when are all in a room, somebody smells like pee.
Oh, yeah, it's called a podcast.
So, yeah, sorry, now guys. John Malkovich kind of like signs in. He sashays in with his fucking chop top wig.
And, of course, he's got to be like kind of wacky. So, like, he can only conduct missions if he's wearing black Chuck Taylors.
Sure.
That's like a character thing.
We're having fun here.
He's got black Chuck Taylors.
Failing at fun.
This is how you fail at fun. You make your character look like he's wearing black Chuck Taylors in a military operation combined with the wig that J.K. Simmons wore in all those Spider-Man
movies. Yes.
That's it, goddammit. Get me pictures of Spider-Man.
Drone pictures of Spider-Man.
Oh, that's how you get that fucker finally, dude. Just drone strike Spider-Man.
Definitely.
You have a big, like, oh, thank you, Spider-Man ceremony, mm-hmm. and he gets up on the stage, and he realizes, oh, my God, all the presenters are just holograms, and then he looks out into the crowd of well-wishers, and all the well-wishers are holograms, and then shoop, fucking drone strike on Spider-Man.
Should have noticed those 200 Tupac Shakurs.
I should have noticed I was being presented this award by Amy Winehouse.
Spider-Man, you're about to join the 27 Club.
Oh, right. I was passed the key to the city by Freddie Mercury.
Cut to Kingpin. Well, that was easy. Shit. Just need a drone, huh? Okay.
They keep... I gotta say... When this movie gets into fucking fuck you, we're just going to do some fights.
Yeah.
Stuff like this hospital fight. I was paying attention. This is an epic battle in this movie.
That's because Iko Uwais was also like the stunt choreographer. So like he choreographed these stunts. These two assassins come after him in a hospital room. These guys are robots. How like he kicks them in the head 45 times, knocks them over with like with half of a hospital bed, and they keep coming up.
Maybe they're robots like from Halloween 3.
Oh,
that's what Silver Shamrock branched into, right? Like he failed at the whole killing kids thing, maybe. Sure. We don't know.
Yeah.
So then now it's like, you know, 30 years on, he's making robots for the military.
I think he
did. The Indocar City military.
Better movie, man, if they actually brought that into play.
Oh, if they were just robots?
Yeah. And if they actually acknowledged it was a Silver Shamrock.
Bro, Silver Shamrock. I think on my Celtics hat.
I think he made Ronda Rousey, too. She gets exploded like six times before passes.
The other guy who looks like he plays like third guitar in some metal band.
Sure.
Yeah.
He's like the other like sniper or whatever they have.
He's a head PE.
Oh, deep dive.
Yeah, wow. Shit, don't worry about it.
I don't even know what you're saying.
Exactly. You're
Is
good.
That another no-fap thing?
Yes. No, they open...
Head PE fapped, my friend.
They did plenty
head
of that.
Head PE is fapping right now.
Fapping in heaven? Is he fapping in heaven?
It's not a person, Eric. It's a band.
Is he still alive?
I think so. At least enough of them are.
They open for Incubus twice. It's fine.
Oh, wow. Incubus, named after a sex parasite ghost. Right?
As well? Oh, yes, well, the movie,
But like what an incubus is. Oh, right? It's not like...
He sneaks into your room at night and...
Yeah, exactly. It's fucking weird. Mm-hmm. Don't like
Why
that.
The hell was I bringing up that? Now just... I'm looking up head PE.
Sorry.
I'm over here
sorry.
Vamping about incubus.
Head planetary evolution, by the way.
Don't worry about it. No, how he dies or whatever. He's a robot?
Okay. Dougie.
Right. Dougie gets
Dougie
visited
looks like
by...
a member of head PE.
Oh, yeah. That's all. That's all. Oh, so this dude, that's right. Thank you. So this right. dude who's fucking biting it, he gets shot with sniper rifles like 8 times, and he keeps going like, ugh. All right, time to keep firing this gun. And they finally have to like shoot him in the head to take him down. But that sure. dude gets shot like 7 times. I yeah. think he's, him and Rousey are both robots. Mm.
And right. and Wahlberg is God.
Well, just, right.
Yeah.
So we're on the mile. We're on the road. We're going okay. mile 22. There's right. two cars. Everything's going well until the second car like explodes. Like I think it's a missile or something.
Dudes on motorcycles yes, roll motorcycles. Up and yeah. pop like these little like magnetic bombs on the side of it. Yeah. Pretty cool.
Before that even happened, they go to the new place and they set up the whole thing. And John Malkovich, I don't know if he has to get. Does he have to give this speech every time?
Oh well, yeah,
where
he does.
He's like, we are an integral part of the. excuse me. You know what? We're shooting people. I'm sorry, people. We're just gonna kill a bunch of people.
It's like a cop who's like tired of reading the Miranda Act. He got to do it. He's like just going through like, hey, yeah, we're the third option. All that stuff. You've all heard it before. Let's go to work, people.
Same four fucking people.
Bishop yeah. and Knight and Rook.
How about we just pretend we all know each other and just kill people like we always do? How about that, fans?
But they're map quests. They don't even kill anybody. Like, literally, all yeah. they do is just like, oh, there's some... They're the Waze app, honestly. It's like, oh, there's a little congestion up the street. Go take a right, go around.
If the Waze app could kill.
Yeah. Oh, that's a movie.
If Ultron right? got into the Waze app.
Yes, yes. exactly.
Which I think he did.
Probably did.
Yeah.
Turn... Go slow down. There's a little cop icon with a funny little mustache.
See what he's up to. What are you doing, cop icon?
Oh, wait. Hold on a second. My Waze app, drone strike that cop.
Whoa. Look at all these user submissions for drone strikes on Waze.
Clearing up traffic.
Holy shit. He sounds like James Spader. So they blow up the second car. And like this is when... This is when Rousey has to like heroically kill herself. Like they go up.
Oh,
they,
this is
this
great.
Is by the way. This is also watching a robot be like turned off or whatever.
Yeah, totally going to do this. Flick the switch in the back of her
it's
head.
Like the end exactly. of Chappie over here.
Exactly. You know, I believe. You know, I felt more for Chappie to be yeah. honest with you.
Because Ronda Rousey is in the second car with all these other dead meats who we like barely met that are part of this team. And this bomb goes off. Somehow the other three dudes are killed instantly. Thank God we're cutting back to John Malkovich, his little Overwatch command center, where we have like literally just like a video game, the fucking health monitors of all these people.
Yes, yes exactly. With little photos of them, like we're playing Doom.
Yeah, you got to keep track, dude. Yeah, we wouldn't just have the names. We got to have the file photo right
Rhonda's
there.
Rhonda's a little bloody on her lip. Oh, yes. For that. Looks like the health's at 50%, everyone.
Better make a potion.
So you see these three dudes, like, their heart rates go to zero immediately, and she's at, like, 7.
Yeah.
And Mark Wahlberg comes up, he's like, you did a fucking great job. For a little girl, you did a great fucking job.
Does he say that?
No,
but yeah, similar, yeah.
But just imagine if he did, Steve. If you could just imagine if he said that.
You know what, Jimmy? Just cut the shit. I know I'm dying. Will you just give me the fucking grenades and shut up,
give
please?
Give me my customary Overwatch suicide grenade couplet.
The only good thing about dying is I won't have to fucking deal with you anymore. Just go away.
You won't be my boss.
So they blow up. There's this guy who's like the leader of this terrorist faction, which I actually don't even understand. So there's the Russians,
yes. right,
who are barely in the movie.
Yeah.
Who are these people that want to kill Eco Weiss?
They are the police for the fake
Indycar City cops.
And he's got other information that's sort of something or other, right? Is that the idea?
Well, they don't want to give anything up to the Americans for free, I guess.
Oh, yeah. I think that's the thing.
Also, everybody is up for sale other than the deep state. That's what you really have to realize, that everybody is up for sale except for them. They are the only real good people.
We go.
So this is anti-deep state, you think?
No, I think this is very pro-deep state.
But when you watch it, it comes off bad.
Yes. If we're watching it and we're like, oh, this is fucking bullshit.
Wait,
yes.
So in this scenario, you're saying that the Overwatch team is the deep state?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's true.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
A lot of stuff's happening.
I don't know.
My head's starting to hurt trying to figure out this movie a little bit.
I'm going to lay down for a little.
I'm getting dizzy talking about mile 22.
That's it. The 22nd mile does it to you. They go to a coffee shop to hide for a little bit. We find out some more information. Mark Wahlberg has a conversation with this like lead bad guy who who's just like, hey man, give me this dude, or else you know it's all gonna come down on you. It doesn't have to be this way, kind of a thing,
right? And he's like, fuck you, Indo-car cop.
Well, that's where the aggro stuff comes back in a little.
Oh,
bit.
It never goes away. It comes back.
That one specifically okay. is when he's in the. They're like back at the headquarters, and like this guy who's the head of police,
yes,
is just like, yeah, you should just give me that person that's here. Yeah.
Oh,
and he's
shit.
Like, oh yeah, well fuck you, bro. He's like, well, fuck you, bro. Yes. And fuck you, bro.
That's exactly what it is. And do you know who this guy is, by the way? I thought I recognized him.
Yeah,
now I know why. This dude, he's an actor named Sam Medina. Uh-huh. And we just heard from him last week. He's the dude in Venom who's like shaking down that Chinese grocer.
Oh.
Yeah.
Very nice.
He's starring in an upcoming movie I'm sure to think is stupid, Alita: Battle Angel.
Oh, that's
oh I've seen those trailers. That looks awful.
That you've seen those trailers for about a full year. That movie's gotten pushed back a couple of times.
Yeah, absolutely right. So it was a big year for this guy. Oh, he was also in Kickboxer Retaliation.
Oh.
Did he play the Retaliation?
Probably. He played Crawford.
Gotcha.
Yeah, you want a big name for the Retaliation, not just him.
So there's some sort of suicide bomb that happens here, and everyone sort of still lives. And then, like, Mark Wahlberg and this and the guy from the bread are just beating the shit out of these women for a little while.
This is what's insane. So, like, they're going into this bakery, and somewhere earlier in the film, there was some mention. I don't know if it's Terry Kenny. Somebody's like, that's the thing. We don't even know who the bad guys are anymore. They could be kids. They could be little girls.
Yeah.
We don't even know, bro. Who knows?
I got to start killing little girls.
And so that's why there's this thing where, like, when they're entering this bakery, these two girls are coming out, and Mark Wahlberg, like, kind of looks at them, like, suspiciously. The whole thing goes down, fuck you, bro. No, fuck you, bro.
Yeah.
And then, like, a bomb goes off, and he's like, who could have left that bomb here? And then these two women march back into the bakery and start fighting them.
Yeah, this is like fucking Final Fight. You know what I mean? Like, they have like little knives and little energy bars.
Yeah.
This is like Battle of Algiers for idiots.
It really is. And they're fighting, and who cares? There's one death that I love, and I don't know where it happens because there's so many miles in this movie, but at some point, Equalize has this dude's... He's in a car.
Yes,
and
I love this.
The window breaks.
Yep.
And he takes his handcuffs over this guy's head and starts like dragging his neck from left to right over the jagged window over and over again.
Oh, it's yeah. Fantastic. That's a good one.
Probably that got the best part of the film.
We're going to get into where it rips off the Raid. I think that's from the Raid 2.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay. Is it?
I'm almost positive.
Wait, you're saying that's from the Raid also? Or
yeah,
is that
also,
from the Raid
sorry,
2?
Sorry. Not, it might be in Raid 2.
Raid
I remember,
2, too.
I remember him slitting a throat with glass like that before.
Raid 2 does have some sick motorcycle shit in it, though.
It does.
I've never seen the Raid 2.
It's like 12 scenes and they're all the same thing.
It's like the first movie. Then.
Yeah, pretty much.
Awesome. I was kind of done with the first. I mean, I liked the first movie. I was like, got it.
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah, not everything needs a sequel.
Yeah,
but no. Mile 22.
How
about Mile 23, Mile 24, and Mile 25? Because there's apparently they were talking about making more of these.
Tribune says that Peter Berg and Mark Wahlberg envisioned this to be a trilogy. But this didn't do well, right, Kevin?
No, it did. I mean, it made about $10 million with foreign stuff. It made about $10 million over what it cost.
Question. Maybe it's Mile 22 colon the off-ramp.
Oh, wait, yes, definitely. I like that.
Mile 22, colon, pull over for texting.
Mile 22, I have to piss right now.
That's it. Rest stop.
Yes. Oh, yeah, dude.
Mile 22, this is the last gas station in this state, guys. Just saying.
Last rest area for 34 other miles.
So, yeah, I mean, like, we do wind up, then this other guy also gets killed. I think it's around the bakery scene. He's just getting plugged up with shots, but he's still like shooting people heroically.
Because it's a weird, like, his legs get fucked up in that the bakery explosion.
Yes.
And Mark Wahlberg, it's a weird. I think he changed his mind at some point because the initial thing is like, no, leave him for dead.
Yeah.
And then Lauren Cohan like goes to get in the car, and then he's like dragging, Mike Wahlberg himself is dragging this dude.
Yeah.
So I was like, did he? He definitely just told Lauren Cohan to leave this man for dead. Now he's like taking care of it or whatever.
No, but I think Mile 22 or Overwatch Protocol is like you're allowed to die only after you get like 3 or 4 more kills. Like, sorry, dude, you don't have enough kills to die, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, we're not done with you just yet.
We're gonna prop you up like a scarecrow.
You're respawning, bro.
And this is what I was talking about. He keeps getting shot by these Indocar cops.
Sure.
And he gets like blasted like 4 or 5 times. He finally falls down. This is where the dude who's like the head police guy comes up. This dude from Venom and just fucking shoots him in the head immediately.
Motherfucker gets shot more than the Terminator and is still enough to like look at the guy who's going to kill him.
He's an Overwatchian, man.
And this is where also like they're cutting between all this shit happening. And this is where Malkovich is giving one of those speeches.
Yeah.
Where it's like, what? Your whole team is getting fucking butchered right now. What are you doing?
And also, yeah, you're the whole reason that this is happening. At one point, they get fucking T-boned. I'm like, you know what, Overwatch? The one thing you should at least be able to tell me is when I'm going to get hit by a fucking car.
Right.
Like, hey, Mark, you want to watch your left there, buddy? There's a oh, that thing's really speeding up as you get past the crosswalk.
I'm sorry, it's my first day here on the Overwatch team. I'm pawn. I'm new to the organization, and I'm really bad at reading maps, it turns out.
Pornhub is totally clear, you guys. It continues to be clear.
You know what, Jerry? If you want to be bumped up from intern status to chess piece status, you got to get off that porn at work, buddy.
Duh, my name is Checker. I got transferred here.
Checker. Checker's like, Grubhub is totally clear, my friend.
You're going to have some problem with the Brazzers, though. I'm sorry.
Something's popping up there. Popping up on the browsers.
Yeah, I couldn't read this map where the terrorists were driving because I was looking at pornography at work. I bet you anything that's happened in an actual U.S. military operation.
Of course, all of them.
What? I just drone struck a church? And there was a wedding going on there, huh? I was looking at pornography at the time.
When Patton gave that huge speech that everyone loved, but then like he fucking dropped his Playboy's magazine.
Ooh la la.
Ooh la la. So, which is very unlike most Iko Uwais movies, he winds up in an apartment building, wouldn't you know, and he has to fight his way out.
You're literally dragging the star of the Raid Redemption upstairs in a fucking burned out apartment complex.
In Indonesia, no less. Or, I'm sorry, Indocar.
Yes, but that's exactly what they hired him for. Yeah. They were just like, we're going to do that. We're going to get some of that magic.
But, like, why does this movie need that?
It's almost like Space Jam at that point. You know what I mean? Like, you're taking one thing that has nothing to do with everything else and making sure to retrofit it because the one guy you hired is good at that thing.
But, like, not like I was engrossed in this movie. It is a blissful 95 minutes.
Sure.
But like this movie, well, it's blissfully only 95 minutes. It's not a blissful 95 minutes. Thank you. But like it comes to an even deader stop when we get to this apartment complex. I'm like, I fucking saw that movie. It's like 2.5 hours long and they go up the whole thing.
I'm rallying behind Steve's idea. Fucking keep Iko Uwais and everybody else is a cartoon.
Oh, yes.
It's a cartoon city. You made it up. Who gives a shit?
Well, the apartment fight Space Jam mashup, that's to just attack the block.
close.
Still haven't seen that movie.
Good.
That's pretty good.
I wanted to see it.
Good movie.
That's with
John Boyega,
right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have not seen it either.
It's very good.
Just missed it.
Yeah, it's the only one of those you miss.
You just miss those movies.
Double
sometimes.
Back.
But speaking of doubling back, so like Ronda Rousey, like the second she has like a fucking, she gets a splinter in her foot, like, hey, dude, here's some grenades, go kill yourself. The other guy's like, becomes an inconvenience. Here's a fucking sniper rifle, go kill yourself.
Right.
Lauren Cohan like gets separated from them, and like John Malkovich is like, you know, this is Overwatch, baby. That's how it is,
right?
And like Mark Wahlberg is like, nah, she's the hot one. Nah, like it totally like undermines the rest of the movie. Like it makes it really shitty that Ronda Rousey dies like that.
To the movie's credit, that's the only character I know anything about, and what I know about her is the divorce app.
Right? Yeah. She said,
but I know
fuck
something.
On an app.
Ronda Rousey, you know, geez, it might as well be a cardboard cutout.
Yo, Bishop, Bishop, do me a favor. She's single, bro. I gotta get some. I'm sorry.
Well, Malkovich is literally like, okay, so now like you have to go this way. And he's like, no, tell me where Lauren Cohan is.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, dude, remember fucking mile 22? You have to get this guy to the airport.
And there's a clock and everything.
Because the hard drive is going to disintegrate. And he's like, bro, Bishop, I fucking love you like a brother, bro. But I will fucking tear your scrotum off. You fucking tell me where Lauren Cohan is in this ratty ass apartment complex, and I'm gonna go save her, bro, because I gotta get laid at some point. Wife number four's on the fucking way.
Did you hear what Ronda Rousey said about the computer people? I fucking hate you.
The computer people.
I'm picturing like people that come out of your computer.
Yeah.
It's fucking Slenderman territory.
The machines.
Yeah. Or Tron.
Then he turns to the guy, Eco Wise, like, look. I saw this movie called The Raid once, and it looked a lot like this apartment building. And you look like that guy, bro. You got to be on my squad. We're squadding up right now. We're bros.
Squadding it.
I'll be honest. I was a little drunk when it happened. I think I remember it. Was so Meryl Streep in that?
They're teaming up because I think Eco Wise like has a feelings for her or something. Or...
Well, he's trying to show the both of them that he's like on their side because they're like, we don't fucking trust you because if you look at this team makeup right now, brother, it is white, white, and brown. We do not trust you, sir. And so he's the whole movie like
trying to get their trust.
Yeah. So he's like, all right, cool. Like we will also, I will go with you to save her.
Mm-hmm.
Lauren Cohan is like stuck in a room with this dude. This is another awesome scene where like this dude has her dead to rights and she starts like fake crying.
Yeah.
And she has like smashed a window and you see like the camera goes down and she's just holding a shard of glass in her hand.
Yeah.
And the dude comes over to, like, finish her off, and she starts fucking stabbing this dude in the face.
It's good, but she has to kill that guy.
Yes.
Because Mark Wahlberg has to save her. It's
She becomes a damsel instantly that moment.
They do have, like, kind of a killer fight. He's, like, throwing her all over the place. And it's not Mark Wahlberg. It's this dude.
Oh, Eco Weiss
does it because... It's like he's about to, like, lay the death blow, and then, like, the fucking forehead explodes.
Headshot.
Yeah. Oh, sick, bro. That's like 10x people.
Headshot.
Oh, I could level up. I could change my weapons now.
It's going to go great for my inventory.
That's the only time where incels are allowed to jerk off is when their computer says headshot.
Oh, God.
Whatever video game
Gross.
They're in.
There's also an obnoxious thing where like they turn one corner and Mark Wahlberg like almost shoots this little girl in the face.
Headshot.
And he's like, oh, well, bro, I didn't know you were a little kid. And the girl just does a waving like, come on this way. Why in the world would this little child help these terrorists?
Well, because she was with Lauren Cohan for a while. Lauren Cohan saved her somewhere.
Oh, that's right. She speaks to the woman and says,
and like he
there.
Has a, I forget even how the main baddie dies in this scene. It really doesn't matter. Or no, does he not die? I don't even know.
Like, he's the one who gets drone strikes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
but
it's
he's
confusing.
he's in this apartment building, and they're kind of going back and forth. It's like, just give me the guy; it'll all work out for you, man.
Yeah,
no, it's just more fuck you, bro. Fuck you, bro.
No, fuck you, double fuck you,
dude. Fucking triple fuck you, infinity, motherfucker.
No. Quadruple fuck you with cherries on top.
Double no backsy split.
No fuck backs, bro. Fuck you,
Mark. That's great, man. Oh man, the way you say fuck, Mark. If I was like, I'm not getting hard. I'm just letting you know, dude. I'm not getting hard, but shit, I love when you say fuck.
We're going to, you know what? I'm working on Parkland, the movie, and next you're going to be in it, Mark.
Well, that would finish off.
That's exactly his kind of movie. The fucking movie he'd make.
The tragedy trilogy.
Yeah.
Right?
Him and Paul Greengrass.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. Paul Greengrass really has the fucking market cornered on those movies, man.
All right. I don't need to see it.
Yeah, we can just not make those.
Yeah,
that's
could keep
fine.
Not make those.
Gus Van Sant made a great school shooting movie. So.
It's true.
Jesus.
At least he fictionalized it, though, sort of, kind of, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
It was Columbine.
Welcome to Columbine High School.
Colorado.
Yeah, it's just like the way they geniusly fictionalized one in Vox Lux.
Yeah?
Yep.
Really geniusly. Saying something.
I like that movie. I'm the one.
Well, I can't wait to check it out.
So, yeah, they are on the road. The dude who's like the head cop cuts them off with the pass, and they have to get to this airport. And it is the laziest, like, Yo, John Malkovich, we're going to use a cheat code right here, bro. Fire up the game, genie. And they just drone strike this
dude.
Well,
no, he had enough headshots earlier that he...
Headshot. Oh,
you have unlocked drone strike. Oh, I'm going to use it. I'm going to save it. Use it.
Drone.
No, don't blow through it, bro. We got to wait till we get caught off on the road by the main bad guy.
Oh, do I have any turbo boosts left? I don't.
I am all out of turbo boosts.
Oh, there's the main bad guy. A, B, down, up, A, B, down, up, left, right.
Select.
I ran out of unicorn horns to make my potions.
And who is this? Also, so the plane is landing. So they blow that dude up. The plane's landing, but the plane's like, we got to go. I'm like, where are you going? What is that?
Because they got the ticking clock for no reason.
But it's also a weird, like, that plane. This is the plane that's taking him away to America. And they could only stop on the runway for like 2 minutes for some reason. I didn't understand that either.
Dude, FedEx overnight.
And then there's a storm and it crashes on an island. Oh, and this dude's the only survivor. It's him and a volleyball.
Mark Wahlberg is trying to fit Iko Uwais into a package. It's like, all right.
Can you imagine that guy doing some rage shit to a bunch of fucking, I don't know, what's on an island?
Coconuts?
Badgers?
Badgers?
Coconuts?
Yo, if it fits, it ships, bro.
Animal? Wild boar. Yeah, that's what I'm looking for.
He keeps on finding Wilsons and killing them.
I keep getting all these Wilsons.
Just using car doors to cut fucking volleyballs in half.
Yes. A bunch of cars, you know, what do they call that? Not when something's on a coast.
What?
And it washes in from sea. That's what I meant.
Washed up?
Yeah.
That's what you were thinking of?
Sure.
All right.
Adrift? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'm washed up.
When they fucking pull this drone strike off, you have to have the cut back to the control room where they're all laughing their fucking balls off about it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, they're just screaming their fucking gonads off.
Because it's just like Call of Duty, brother.
Yeah. Well, nothing matters. I just ended a life.
Yep. Oh, but you know what, Eric? That's what freedom is built on, dude.
Killing.
Yeah.
Like, see my other film, The Patriot Act, probably. Where's the movie about that?
The Patriot Act?
They should just make a Patriot Act movie.
Mm. Maybe that's all Mark Wahlberg movies.
Yeah, like, what am I thinking of? Oh, no, it's in The Departed where Alec Baldwin's like, God, I love The Patriot Act.
Right.
Suck it.
Yeah, that's what's happening
now,
dude.
I want to suck The Patriot Act.
It's fucking scary. They could drone strike you at any moment.
Right this second, you could be drone struck.
But don't worry, they only do it when they really, 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 really need to.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen all the fucking time every
day. Man, on the way here, I saw these two giant jets with like the weird round thing on top of it where it's like collecting data or something.
Those are the drones, dude.
Dude, there's weird shit going on.
Yeah, like at all times.
Say, look to the skies, man.
Look to the skis.
But didn't I?
So now we're at the airport. We get the airport.
Another big ball move right here, Steve.
Oh, what's that?
Mark Wahlberg decides he's going to take this fucking truck right on the runway and play chicken with an airplane.
That's right.
So fucking cool, man. Did you see this movie? Coolest movie.
Smartest guy in the known world.
Right. Yes. Oh, my brain works so fast. So I'm going to ram this fucking airplane. Well, remember that? My brain works fast.
That is a great point, Eric. Never does he outthink anyone in this
movie. Never. No. If anything... He underthinks everyone because there is a twist coming up.
He outbullets a lot of people.
Yeah, actually, that's a great point. So he's the world's greatest genius. He makes the plane stop, and Iko Uwais is like, oh, thanks so much, man. Thanks so much for getting me here. Here's the passcode to stop the thing, and then you'll know where all the bombs are. Oh, by the way, say hello to your mother for me. And this guy who's doing blank, and the whole movie, he's calling like, mother, tell me this. Mother, tell me that. And that's like John Malkovich's code name on top of Bishop. And he's like, mother? Well, my mom died in 82. So how would I say? Is he a necromancer? Is this like him driving for an hour? Like, mother.
Okay. He takes offense to it, though, as if it was his own mother, because he's like, the fuck you say to me? Like, the door to this plane closes. It's the biggest, like, what are you going to do about it? He's like,
can you bring her back?
Mother,
can you bring her back?
Mother, the fuck you? What the fuck did you say to me?
Did he mean mother to me? Was he quoting Ghostbusters 2?
Bro, that's my favorite movie.
And Wahlberg to me.
21, mile 20. I don't. Motherfucker.
19.
The Albert Brooks movie, Mother, with Debbie Reynolds. That's a good one.
17.
I got to talk to that movie.
12.
He's a corpy. Does he like dancing?
Mother, tell your children not to walk my way.
No, that can't be it. That's a great song.
Mile 15.
There's also a garbage thing.
That Darren Aronofsky movie, man.
that's right.
Oh, but that had an exclamation point. You didn't say hi to your mother for me.
Was he telling me to get my house guests out?
Mile 12.
Was it a metaphor for the Bible, bro?
Was he talking about my stepmom, Elaine?
Oh, the Virgin Mary? Should I be talking to a virgin right now?
Stepmom. That's right. Okay, I'll put on Ain't No Mountain High Enough in this car and I'll remember.
Wow, Julia Roberts was fucking great in that movie.
Nope. Now I'm convinced he was talking about the song Stacy's Mom.
Bro, Fountains of Wayne are totally underrated.
Mile 4.
Oh, wait, I get it. He fucking turns around. He also says, so Lauren Cohan at this point has taken a bullet.
Oh, that's right.
And so she's like, she's going to go on this plane with this dude to go back to America or whatever, see your daughter. And he says, you got 6 days, go be your mother.
Yeah.
And she goes, I'll be back in 5.
Yeah, well,
fuck you, little girl.
Totally. Like, you got time off from work. The threat has been neutralized.
You
by
were also
the way.
Shot in the gut. Or whatever the fuck happened to you. Stabbed or whatever that dude
I can
did.
Only see that bitch for like 4 days a week, man. I'll be back in 5. Can I be back in 3?
It's like, I want to report that to the divorce app. Did you hear what she just said about that little girl? Back in 5? She's been gone for 7 months.
Can't even do 6 days at home, man.
Bullshit.
So we get on the plane and Iko Uwais is now doing a sinister, he's not the world's greatest actor, but he's not doing now.
Of course
not,
he's a stunt man.
Yeah.
The greatest trick.
Doing kind of unusual suspects. Yeah, kind of.
We're also doing a John Malkovich going, he's not a double agent. He's a triple agent.
Dude,
wait a second. Okay.
It was like Robert Shaw's fucking fingernails on the chalkboard, dude. Oh, my God.
Right, because he was pretend. Wait, he was because he was Indo-Car Nation.
Right, but he's working for the Ruskies.
But he was then working, turning over to the Americans.
As a double
all
agent.
All along, he was
you know what he was
Ruski.
Doing, dude? You know what he was doing? He was just lying about being a double.
I would you know what? If Iko Uwais' whole motivation was a cartoonish love of gold, better move.
The treasure. Well, the treasure is the airplane, I guess. Because I guess he takes it over. We don't really know what
we
happens
don't know.
With...
Because this movie ends on a cliffhanger that no one is excited
because
about.
Because Mark Wahlberg is back in Southie before he knows what the fuck he just told him.
So to telegraph what the twist is, so she gets on the plane and says, Mother, what does that mean? And then, Malkovich figures it out first. Like, oh my God. There's also they finally crack the disc, they find the locations, and this picture is coming through, and who is this person on this picture? And it's the guy that Mark Wahlberg killed in the beginning of the movie.
Right. So the dude, the 18-year-old that Mark Wahlberg murdered, also they're trying to piece it together, that's slow as fuck with these people, because they're like, I can't read it, it's all in Russian, who could be behind this? And it's like this weird informational mosaic, and it makes the picture of the 18-year-old kid, he is the son of that woman that's just up in the plane with that other guy.
That we don't know anything about. And the password was the address they were looking for. Whatever,
Christmas. 111 Christmas.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, but in Russian. Whoa.
Oh, right.
Shit. Derp. The Derp State.
Oh, yeah,
oh
dude.
My God.
This movie should be called The Derp State.
Jim Vardy in The Derp State.
Oh, shit, yes.
Let's use the living dude, Larry the Cable Guy in The Derp State.
That's the move.
Oh, man, I'm working for the Derp State.
I'm working for the Deep State, but for me, it's the Derp State. Oh, Derp.
So when I'm done framing the president, Trump, can I have some chicken wings?
Maybe it's a thing where he opens a pizza place that's called the Derp State Pizza.
Oh, okay.
And something gets mistaken. He's looked up in the phone book as the Deep State, and he somehow falls ass backwards into another mission.
And then everybody thinks he's Q.
Is pizzeria is next to the Derp University or something?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
His last name's Derp.
Derp Street?
Oh, that's what it is. Yeah, I'm Larry Derp, and this is my pizza palace. Yuck.
Oh, man, I like Derp State. I'm into it.
You're going to be in a Derp State when you have some of my Derp State pizza, I'll tell you that.
Ernie Hudson comes in a black suit. He's like, Larry, we need your services as the founder of the Derp State. I didn't mean it that way.
Too late.
Yeah, and then he's just like, oh, good cover, Agent Q, or whatever, right?
Yes.
And then this would be a great movie.
Hey, I'm getting into this QAnon stuff.
Hey, cool, I'm doing missions for the Rothschilds.
Yes, my bosses are lizards. Okay.
So, yeah, it's like...
That would be a great movie is if you could, like, fold in everything and, like, totally straight-faced. Yeah. Everything the QAnon people believe as a movie.
Right.
But, like, with, like, high-budget actors kind of a thing, I'd be into that.
It'd be very funny.
What, Larry doing this?
Yeah, well, Larry or anybody, you know. Like,
well, like Gary Oldman in his fat suit is cute. Is that what you mean?
Only dark web I know anything about is the spider webs in my shower.
You gotta get the dude who played that fucking obese vampire in Blade.
Oh yeah, well that guy's probably dead.
For sure, that's not just Doug Jones too.
Yeah, it could be.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, I don't know.
No, you know, it was probably Butterball in a surprise appearance, in a rare secondary appearance.
Right.
Oh, Larry the Cable Guy in a Hellraiser movie.
Yeah.
Dude, his pizza place is called Cenobites.
I like that.
Whatever it is that you're putting him in, he has to be opening a pizzeria.
When leather and chains are on a pizza, you can eat a pizza anytime.
I had a pizza when I'm dangling from the ceiling held by my nipples.
Oh, ew. I just thought about Larry the Cable Guy's nipples.
My pepperonis.
Oh God. So this dude, he's working for the Russians, whatever. And we finally get back to the Mark Wahlberg testimonial or whatever this fucking interrogation is.
Yeah.
And he's like, so he kind of just kidnapped her and we don't know where the plane is. And that's the end of this movie.
But he said, he says the great game.
Yeah.
Much like Sherlock Holmes, the great game continues, bro. I'm going to solve this the world's most difficult jigsaw puzzle.
This is amazing. He says the game continues. He's dumping out that white puzzle box again. He goes, today was yours. And he's doing this puzzle with a fucking photograph of this dude taped to the wall. Sure. And he goes, I'll see you tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Credit.
And then you see a copy of Jordan Peterson's book on his nightstand. He's ready for the world.
What an audacious thing to set up this sequel like this.
Yo, do I have health insurance again? By the way, I'm back at the CIA. Hello, hi. Re-sign me up for the CIA.
He comes in, he's wearing like big spectacles. He's like, hello, it's my first day at the CIA.
I was gonna say, if Terry Kinney ever sees him again, he's gonna chop him up and put him in a fucking calzone and serve him at the fucking mess hall. For all the shit he did.
That's another Larry movie, dude. He opens a pizza place, and it's not going so hot, but then to boost business, he starts making calzones out of people.
A Blood Diner remake. Really?
Yes, dude.
Okay.
But you leave out all that stupid shit with like trying to cast a spell and whatever that's in that movie.
Keep all the bullshit in with him.
But that's a good name for it. Mess Hall.
Mess
Hall.
I love it. I love it. It's him in like a blood stain, but also like... chocolate stained white shirt.
Yep, totally.
He's beleaguered on the cover.
Oh, he's definitely looking beleaguered.
I've been eating chocolates and cooking peoples.
Well, is this the calzone with the people or the calzone without the people?
You got to try it. That's all I know. It's in a box, walmart.com.
I feel like the DVD box is him with the two like legs in his arms looking surprised that you opened the door on him.
Yes, yes.
It's really badly photoshopped, too.
I like it.
There's one cheeseburger flavor.
Well, what he does is because when he's cutting up the bodies, dude, he puts the chocolate under his nose, like Silence of the Lambs.
Oh, I see.
And so it's all he smells while he's doing this fucking cut him up job is
but
just
then
chocolate.
For a moment, it looks like he's got a Hitler mustache, and now that's a 20-minute comedy bit no one asked for.
See, this thing writes itself, man.
It's so easy.
We need to be Larry's writers. I know we've spoken ill of him quite a bit on this show.
Right, but you know, it doesn't mean kind of a working relationship.
We've got million.
We know how to write for his character.
Yeah.
And we would have to respect it to a degree because otherwise we wouldn't enjoy talking about it this much.
That's exactly right.
I would say Larry the Cable Guy, a better person, Dan Whitney.
Dan Whitney
is probably a better person in general than Mark Wahlberg.
I would rather have lunch with Dan Whitney than Mark Wahlberg, for sure.
Oh, 110%.
Well, who would you rather have lunch with, though, Mark Wahlberg or Larry the Cable Guy?
Oh, definitely Dan Whitney. I'm just
No.
Okay, all right.
No. He's in character. Okay, He's not Dan Whitney. So it's either Mark Wahlberg,
this just got fun.
Yeah, or Larry the Cable Guy, the fake person.
Well, obviously Larry.
Yeah, Larry.
I
want to see the master work up close.
Can you imagine being around someone and their fucking like bit doesn't drop like that?
Yeah.
That's uncomfortable. Like when you go to a fucking historical site or whatever, and it's like, yes, we are the original pilgrims. Oh, that stuff.
Well, it's like that Jim and Andy movie where like Jim Carrey keeps doing Andy Kaufman. Everyone's like, could you just shut the fuck up? In order?
Who is it that he calls in the middle of the night? Oh, it was Milos Forman himself. He called him in the middle of the night as Andy Kaufman. Oh, God.
I don't need this, Jim. Jim, ugh. What did I do?
Do you remember the most terrifying part of that, though?
What's that?
When Andy Kaufman's like surviving family came to the set, and he like spoke to the sister as Andy Kaufman, and she's saying like on camera that it was very cathartic, and I'm like, maybe it was, and if that worked for you, fine, but that's the creepiest thing I've ever heard in my life. That's like Alps, the Yorgos Lanthimos movie.
Exactly like Alps.
So anyway, this movie's over. It's a cliffhanger. It fucking failed at the box office, so I don't know. Maybe we won't. And if it fails like this and they don't get a sequel greenlit, it'll be like, no, bro, we always meant to leave it open-ended.
I feel like it's going to be Nicolas Cage in Mile 23.
Oh, really?
To Netflix.
Oh, yikes.
You know, no, it's not. He's too big.
Yeah.
Really. Okay. Like, this is more of a Dave Bautista
day and date
release on VOD.
Bautista, please stay away. You're better than this. You were in Blade Runner 2049. You were Inspector. Come on. You're in the Guardians movies. You can't do this to yourself.
Oh, it's me.
I'm doing huge puzzles.
Actually, we've been talking about it this whole time. Taking over sequels nobody wants. Fucking Larry.
Oh, Mile 23.
Mile 23. Hack.
Absolutely.
But he's exactly the same character. He's got the little Livestrong bracelet and everything.
But you got the camo hat because he's undercover.
Just take his character from Delta Farce and move it on up.
Larry, your brain, it goes too fast.
It does what?
Must have been those chicken nuggets.
Just eat pulled pork every time that it goes too fast. That's every time.
Those chicken nuggets.
Chicken nuggets make my brain go fast. Pulled pork slows it down, so I just fucking hammer down a bunch of nugs. And then I think so. And then sometimes I got to pull back a little bit.
I'm having an aneurysm.
You ever do a puzzle so quick your back cracks?
He's never done a puzzle quick.
No.
Oh, man. That's the end of this movie. Would anybody recommend it?
No, I wouldn't. I mean, like, literally just close your eyes and imagine the guy from The Raid sawing someone's head off of a door, of a car door.
Yeah.
That's kind of it. That was the only like perk.
All you need, man.
Mm-hmm. So no, this was a wretched undertaking.
I fucking hate this movie.
Yeah,
totally. It's like the most cynical movie you've ever. Because the whole point at the end of it, by the way, is like, well, they kill us. They kill. That's just the way it is, buddy. It's not like he has a better idea. He's just like, well, fuck it. We're just doing it this way.
Yeah,
now.
There's no way to put that toothpaste back in the tube, my friend.
Oh, like, wow.
Fuck yourself, Pete.
No, I think this is trash. I agree. I would say don't watch it ever.
Yeah.
And move on with your life.
Yeah, I would say you can get the exact same experience watching like someone streaming a video game online.
Yep.
With the exact same language commentary and probably a little racier and racistier also.
As well.
Yeah, no, this was horrible. I'm so glad Steve... you brought back Wretched Undertaking. It's one of my favorite Steve Zadek expressions. And it encompasses what this was. Even at 95 minutes, like from minute one, I was like, oh, God damn it. Because I actively do not watch Mark Wahlberg movies.
Sure,
I just don't. And this, you're watching this and it's like, oh, this is where we're at. This is what he's doing now. Also, he's looking very old in this movie. Well, I don't know if he wants to hear it.
Well, that's much like his old boys in Southie. So he's transitioning. He's doing family movies now, man.
Yeah.
That's what Daddy's Home is about. That's what that stupid fucking instant family movie
is. Yeah, what is that about? He buys kids on the internet?
Yeah, like to make it look like he has like a good family.
Oh, is that right? I was joking.
I think it's there was an article in The New Yorker about like they do it in China a lot.
Yeah, I mean, he
rent a family to make yourself look more established.
In front of whom?
Like business partners, stuff like that.
Is that right?
It's something to that effect.
Funny enough, Conan O'Brien did a special where he goes to Japan,
uh-huh.
and they have a service like that. But he's like, how long can I rent these people for? And they were like, 3 years. Oh, 3 years. I could have this guy be my father for 3 years.
That's
actor.
That's bone chilling.
I know. It's terrifying.
Wow.
Well, this is like the first Mark Wahlberg, Peter Berg joint we could do that's not centered on a real person who died. So we can have a little bit of fun with this one. Because that's just another thing, too. It's either like family shit or like these incredible sad stories about real life heroism, something, something.
And I'm you
like,
got to make them worse by putting Mark Wahlberg in.
Exactly. Yeah, by the way, if I die heroically, which isn't going to happen, don't put Mark Wahlberg as me.
Yeah, at least
keep it away from Peter Berg, please.
Maybe go to the Greengrass route where it's like you are there and there is no like sentimentalizing of it. Yeah. Mark Wahlberg in these movies, it makes it all about him.
Yeah.
And it's really fucking bad.
Does he catch the Boston bomber in that movie?
I forget.
I don't think so.
I don't know. I didn't see it.
Yeah, no,
but I figured, you know, he's the one who finds him in that boat.
That's true.
I'm trying to actually look up the last All the Money in the World. He's actually I thought he was kind of good in that movie.
He's fine once he has a director who knows what to tell him to do. It's Peter Berg, bro.
Right.
I mean, he's not doing anything.
Look at how unappealing this all is. Daddy's Home 2, Transformers Last Night, Patriot's Day, Deepwater Horizon, Daddy's Home, Ted 2, Entourage, something called Mojave.
Oh, that was really bad.
Those Ted movies are unwatchable.
I skipped that second one. I saw that first one. That was more than enough.
Speaking of all the money in the world, I would love to, if I had like, you know, $1 trillion, I would pay Christopher Plummer to do a remake of the Let Me Be Frank video shot for shot.
That'd be amazing.
Give him to do all, maybe he just goes back through all Kevin Spacey's catalog redoes them all.
I'd watch that. I'd watch him have all those fucking horrible scars and pay it forward.
Detective!
Oh, I thought you were going for one more.
Oh,
Steve.
No, just Let Me Be Frank. It's just, that's
I finally watched it, by the way. Did I tell you? Perfect time to watch Let Me Be Frank on New Year's Eve.
Oh, really?
It's good, right? Did you time it for the ball drop?
I will say this, dude, to say one nice thing about the Let Me Be Frank video, all in one take.
Oh, yeah. The guy's a master.
That apron's pretty sharp.
Yeah, it was shot by Emmanuel Ubezki. You know, he's good. He's really good.
That is Mile 22, directed by Peter Berg. If you want more We Hate Movies, check out patreon.com/WHM podcast.
We should have a bonus episode on there by now or so.
Yeah, Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom.
Right, and if you're new to the whole Patreon game and you want that episode, you sign up now at the $5 level. You not only unlock that, but everything else we've done at that level, including Jurassic World 1.
Yes, oh, that's 12 right. full episodes and Star Wars,
the 2-hour, 51-minute episode on Star Wars. The $8 level, there's the Nexus, our Star Trek show, where we also have the Wrath of Khan full-length episode, over 2 hours on that. Mm-hmm. And we're introducing a new feature this month.
That's right, debuting later this January.
Gleep Glossary, a Star Wars story. So we're just going to be reading over some of the old discontinued EU legends.
Discontinued,
Star
man.
Wars stories. You know, you might have listened to our episode of Star Wars on the Patreon feed where we talked about, what was his name?
Lak Sivrak, maybe?
Lak Sivrak.
The galaxy's most famous werewolf.
Exactly. We're following it up this month. We're going to go around the cantina. Sign up. Sign up.
You don't want to miss it, man. I'll tell you.
It's a lot of fun.
A lot of these episodes involve Eric telling me to shut the fuck up.
I will. I do. That's exactly true. I definitely say it at least once.
Oh, that's worth $8.
We've already recorded it. I've told Chris to shut up, and I will continue.
Speaking of continuing, the Some of the Worst of the Previous Year month rolls on next week. Steve Sadak, what wretched undertaking are we possibly undertaking next week?
Get your tissues out, man. It's life itself.
Oh, man. Wow. We just hate ourselves. This should be called We Hate Us.
That's it.
Oh, man. And that dude's TV show is... Still thriving.
Really?
It's something with us in the title.
This is us.
This is us hating ourselves watching life itself.
Oh, yeah.
Not to be confused with the Steve James Roger Ebert movie.
Just
speaking
great.
Of tearjerkers.
All right.
Great movie.
Now, this is like a manipulative tearjerker.
Yes. Oh, well, it's... I'm not going to work for
it. I haven't seen it yet.
I've ruined the experience.
I got laughed at the Toronto Film Festival. A bunch of people I knew laughed at that film.
Samuel L. Jackson cameo. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, shit.
Does Oscar Isaac join the Avengers at the end of that movie?
After the snap, you know, man, it's slim pickings.
So until next week, where there's slim pickings, I'm Andrew Jupin.
Steven Sadak.
Chris Gavin.
Eric Siska.
Take it easy.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.